Owen's Art Gallery is chock-a-block full of shows this weekend, from graduating students' works to works by Mi'kmaq artists to something called the Salon Hanging, which features over 100 works from the Owen's original collection, dating back to the late 19th century. I called up Owen's director, Emily Falvey, to hear more. Thanks for joining us, Emily.
Thanks for having me.
So I wanted to ask you about the Salon Hanging, but first, let me ask you about this weekend in general. It's bound to be a busy one with convocation happening. Maybe give us the lowdown on what you've got going on at the Owens.
Well, we have a series of exhibitions. All of them are related to teaching and learning fine arts at Mount Allison, not just fine arts, but also curatorial studies. So upstairs, we have the Fine Art Graduate Exhibition that we do every year. The Salon Hanging is accompanied by a show called School Effects, which looks at the way that the collection was used to teach students in the early days of the art department. We have a show that extends the public art installation that we just put up in our windows by Amber Solomon, called Austoiquan, I think I'm pronouncing it correctly. Which means it flows together. So that is a drawing. Some people may have seen it on the t-shirts that the Indigenous Student Support Group put together. So we've blown that up really big and it's on the window. And then in the lobby, there are some works from our collection by Mi'kmaq artists, Melissa Peter Paul, Pauline Young, and Alan Sillyboy. And then in Colville Gallery, there's a show that was curated by our curatorial intern, Jack Simons, it's called No Place, Nowhere. And it's looking at the question of place in rural communities, specifically starting with the work of Alex Colville and Colin Campbell, and then moving out from there.
Wow. It's bursting at the seams.
It's very busy, but it's great. It's I think we all feel a lot of pride in the exhibitions that are up right now.
Oh, that's so great. I wanted to ask you about the Salon Hanging in particular, because it happens every couple of years. And what is it all about?
So the Salon Hanging is something that our preparator, Roxy Ibbotson, started many years ago. It was exhibited semi-regularly until the pandemic. So it's been about 5 years since it's been up. And it's basically a good chunk of the core collection of works that the Owens Art Gallery was built around. So for people who don't know the history, the Owens exists because a collection that was formed by the estate of John Owen moved from St. John to Mount Allison in the late 19th century. And the collection is one of the oldest collections of its kind in Canada. It's made up of about 300 works and also some plaster molds of very famous Greek sculptures. And it was used originally to teach students learning fine arts in the Mount Allison Ladies College.
Oh, wow. So yeah, I had no idea about that history. Interesting.
Yeah. So the Salon Hanging is basically floor to ceiling hanging of about over 100 works from the core collection that Roxy does in the High Wall Gallery. So it's quite impressive. And as I was saying, it's supported by another exhibition that has some historical documentation of the collection hanging in St. John, but also paintings that students made from the works, paintings from like the early part of the history of the fine art department, made from the works in the collection. So there's like a lot of really interesting stuff on display right now. Works of art.
Interesting that you know, back in the day, you know, I guess copying famous pieces of art was sort of a way to study it and a way to hone your skills and that sort of thing. And I don't suppose that sort of thing happens very much anymore in art school, does it?
Not the same way. In fact, it was basically the dominant way that students learned. And in fact, the collection the show that Jane put together, School Effects, talks about copying, and like, there are several copies on display, so you can sort of see how that worked. But that's not a common practice now anymore.
No. Do you have any tips for pieces that stand out to you, or that people should, you know, make sure they go see?
No, everyone should come and see it all.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. One final question before I leave you, Emily. I'm wondering, you know, is there anything else going on this summer you're particularly looking forward to, either at the Owens or even elsewhere?
Well, at the Owens, there's a show that Miranda Bellamy and Amanda Fauteau are working on, and they have a sexual connection, obviously, and that opens. We're hoping to have a nice barbecue on June 10th, but I'm still organizing that. So yeah, that's the other thing that I'm looking forward to this summer. And then today is just giving me a taste of the nice weather. So
yes.
I'm looking for a little bit of time off.
Yeah, a little bit of time off, a little bit of COVID relief. Everyone outdoors and enjoying themselves. Yeah.
That's it.
All right. I'm looking forward to checking it all out. And thanks very much for your time, Emily.
No, thank you. Have a great day.
That's Owens director Emily Falvey. The salon hanging opens tomorrow and will be up all summer. But if you want to catch the Fine Arts Graduating Students exhibition, you'll have to visit before the end of May. In other local arts news, Strutt's Gallery is celebrating the warm weather by hosting their first barbecue of 2022 today from noon to 1 p.m. in the Rod Allen lot right beside the gallery on Lawrence Street. Proceeds from the event go to support the Artist Run Center.